This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Former President Donald Trump has won the Republican primary in South Carolina, according to a race projected by the Associated Press. In a speech shortly after the win,
"We're going to be up here on November 5th, and we're going to look at Joe Biden, and we're going to look him right in the eye. He's destroying our country, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out. Get out, Joe. You're fired."
He defeated two-time Governor Nikki Haley in her home state. She says she will stay in the race at least through Super Tuesday. She spoke to her supporters from her South Carolina headquarters tonight, telling them she's staying in the race. And NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from Haley's election night party.
She's been saying this entire week that she's not dropping out. Her campaign has reiterated that more than once, and she said it again tonight. She said she's going on to Michigan and beyond. You know, the campaign has detailed plans for the next several days leading up to Super Tuesday. They're going to be in not only Michigan, but Utah, Virginia, North Carolina, a couple of other places. And beyond that, they're not really saying.
NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting. The Pentagon says the U.S. and U.K. hit dozens of targets in a new round of strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. It's the latest effort to stop the nearly daily attacks by the Iranian-backed group on ships in the Red Sea. Several other countries supported the effort that the U.S. Central Command calls necessary and proportionate. This after the Houthis' latest attack, a missile strike Thursday that struck a U.K.-owned ship, injuring a crew member. As the world marks the second anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the 13th round of European Union sanctions against Russia has just gone into effect. Terry Schultz reports Ukraine's asking the bloc to do more to reduce Russian President Vladimir Putin's war budget.
The latest EU measures punishing Russian individuals and entities for supporting the war on Ukraine focused on cutting off Russia's access to military technologies and equipment such as drones, missiles, and anti-aircraft missile systems. Ukraine's ambassador to the EU, Sivilod Shentsov, says the bloc should also further restrict trade in other sectors such as agriculture and metals and target companies evading sanctions. Asked about polls showing more Europeans are getting tired of inconveniences caused by the war and want Ukraine to negotiate with Russia to end it, Chensov said that's a luxury his country doesn't have.
"For us, such a reaction, it's a suicide."
He said Ukrainians are exhausted, but hoping to receive more ammunition and weapons from allies to keep on fighting. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. military pharmacies around the world are struggling to dispense prescription medications after a cyber attack. They're now filling them by hand. TRICARE, the military's main healthcare program, says UnitedHealthcare's technology unit changed healthcare, disconnected its systems to protect patient information. You're listening to NPR News. Cuban cabaret sensation Juana Bacallao died today in her hometown of Havana, according to a statement from Cuba's Ministry of Culture. She was 98 years old. NPR's Chloe Veltman says the famed globe-trotting singer performed alongside artists like Nat King Cole.
Juana Bacallao's name is synonymous with the glamorous Cuban nightclub scene of the 1940s and 50s. Known for her risque performances, husky voice and blonde wigs, she thrilled audiences at Tropicana and other legendary Havana night spots with songs like this one. Yo soy Juana Bacallao, te enterate. Bacallao was the artist's stage name. Her real name was Neri Emilia Martinez Salazar. Born in a working-class neighborhood in Havana in 1925, Bacallao was orphaned at six and was allegedly discovered as a teenager while cleaning houses by bandleader Obdulio Morales. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
In Britain, a World War II-era bomb whose discovery prompted one of the largest peacetime evacuations in British history has been detonated at sea. The Ministry of Defense says the 1,100-pound explosive was discovered this week in the backyard of a home in Plymouth, a port city on the southwestern coast of Britain. More than 10,000 residents were evacuated as a military convoy transported the unexploded bomb through a densely populated residential area to a ferry where it was taken out to sea. Plymouth is home to major naval bases for centuries. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.